It's Raza Fam, just taking care of business.
All right, like I said, 1 year in South Africa's two-port retirement system has proven to be one of the most significant financial reforms of our generation, really. I don't know if you're one of those people who has dipped into their savings. Are you part of the approximately 60 billion rand worth of withdrawals? And of course, this initial experiment offers a powerful case study, providing some of the valuable insights into member behavior and, of course, the challenges that lie ahead. Neshelin Potrach, head of funds at work and distribution at Momentum Corporate, joins us this afternoon just to discuss some of the key lessons from this first year of the two-pot system. Nesh, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all of your listeners. And thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure always. And I mean, very interesting year, I have to say. Maybe let's just begin with the behavioral trends. We saw very high rates of repeat withdrawals from the two-pot system. What do we learn from this? And what does it suggest about the ongoing financial pressures?
So if we look at the number of people that have withdrawn as soon as the new tax season came about this year, that have already withdrawn in the previous tax season, it speaks to the fact that people are in financial crisis, people are in financial distress. And when we looked at the two-pot system and we even did our member communication, we spoke about withdrawing, making sure that it's for these financial emergencies. And just looking at the stats and even stats around how people have spent this money, it speaks to the fact that people have had to withdraw this money and use it in emergency savings. So there is, a culture where there is a lack of spending and a savings sort of problem in South Africa. And I think this is just exacerbated by some of the financial pressures that people are facing at the moment.
Sure. And I mean, this, of course, has got some long-term impact, especially as far as tax is concerned. What key lessons then are we learning about, the tax implications and the long-term effect of these withdrawals on the final retirement pot?
I think it's important that when we look at the tax implications, people should be aware that when they do withdraw from their savings component, they are taxed at the marginal tax rate. This has an immediate impact on somebody where, a portion of their money that would be accruing and growing towards their retirement is now reduced. What we're also seeing, if you look at a simple example of a 25-year-old with a salary of around 20,000, and if we do a projection to look at what that would be at retirement, if that individual did not make any withdrawals, in today's money, they would have had at retirement just over 5 million. But if we look at that same 25-year-old, and if that individual withdraws every time they can, at retirement age of 65, they would have a significantly lower retirement savings of around 3.4 million. So what's important is, as we see people withdraw, specifically younger people, they may not see the consequences of these withdrawals, which are still years away, and they may not fully comprehend. And if we look at this two-pot system, I think the important thing is for members to remain invested and really stay laser-focused on that retirement outcome and retiring with significant savings.
Sure, that's millions a difference there. In the long run, the next steps then, Anesh, do members need a different investment strategy then to for their savings pot? And then why then does financial advice become a necessity here?
This is a very important one. And if I look at Funds at Work in particular, what we have done is we've provided members with investment choice for that savings component. Now, why that savings component and investment choice is important there is if we have people that are going to be withdrawing and they plan to withdraw once a year or as soon as the money builds up that they can withdraw, that speaks to having a very short-term investment horizon. And while we are a retirement fund and we focus on members' long-term retirement savings, I think we also have to be cognizant based on the data and trends that people are going to use this and there are going to be these withdrawals. So it's important to ensure that if there are people that want to do this, that we match that investment horizon to the investment strategy. So that's where it becomes important to consider the investment strategy. And I think the data has just shown us the number of people that have withdrawn and withdrawn again, exacerbating the situation to needing a different investment strategy in the short term.
Sure. And then the way forward then, Nesh, How can we improve then education for members to ensure that they fully understand the consequences of withdrawals from their savings pot?
What's important is financial advice, and I think we should not ever underestimate the impact of financial advice. So we need to make sure that members are empowered, you know, not just a cohort of members, but all members in a retirement fund. So making sure they have access to advisors, making sure that the trustees are also involved, as well as the employer, you know, to make sure that there's an ecosystem of education on members. Members will face that choice. Should I withdraw? What can I use these withdrawals for? And when those questions come up, it's important to pair that with advice so people know that if they withdraw, these are the tax implications. This is the implications at retirement. And I think most importantly as well, if I think about the South African landscape, we must always enhance and motivate a culture of saving. So if you look at the two-pot system and advice, we should be encouraging people to save in alternate forms, emergency savings, or set aside money for these rainy days or financial emergencies to protect their retirement fund at all costs. And that's where advice becomes critical.
Sure. Maybe just in wrapping up, I mean, you've said a lot, Nesh, and it's been very insightful. To withdraw or not to withdraw? What should I take into consideration when I make that decision?
Most important, you should always remain super focused on the long-term outcome of your retirement savings. So at all cost, you should try to protect that and not withdraw. However, we do understand that there may be a need for financial emergencies or something that happens in a year, and that's when it's there. So always consider the purpose of the withdrawal. You know, if you can do without doing it, keep your retirement savings protected. And we do know sometimes life does happen, but if life does happen, you're thinking about your savings pot and withdrawing from there, always contact your financial advisor and have the discussions before making that withdrawal.
Nesh, this has been very insightful. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and hope that we're going to be back again very soon just to unpack more. I think there's so many nuances to this, but for this afternoon, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for having me.
Right. That is Mr. Neshlin Potrak. He is the head of funds at work and distribution at Momentum Corporate. Now, very interesting. And I mean, also the what people use this two-pot system withdrawals for, it just shows that it's really for mundane things, everyday things, not really emergencies. And it has a huge implications on your tax, especially in the long run and in your retirement pot there. Really think long and hard about making that withdrawal. Right, just about 19 minutes after 5, when we come back, we're going to be having Xolani. He's already here. He's in studio, an inventor from here in our city, in our province, in Mpumalanga. You don't want to miss the next conversation.